Hello family of grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Psalms Chapter 14. And as you just said, I feel the word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what you have done and what you have failed to do. We ask for your pardon, Father. May you forgive us, Father, all those who are sick, all those who are in pain, all those who are in distress. Father, I pray that may you stretch your healing and upon them, all those who are at home, may you grant them peace. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And let's go straight to Psalms chapter 14. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though they are eating bread. They never call on the Lord, but when they are overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but God is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion when God restores his people. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. And this is where our short Wonder Chapter for today ends. I just have two messages that I want us to briefly pick. The first one is from verse 2. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. Amen. Let me read that one more time. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. This verse rings two bells in my head. The first one, that the Lord is always looking at us. Amen. I've told you this over and over and over and over. I think some of you might even be tired. But the Bible once again is reminding us that the eyes of the Lord are always on us. The eyes of the Lord are always on us. So whatever we do, we shall be held accountable for one day at a certain time T. And also on the other hand, whatever we are going through or whatever we are putting other people to go through, amen, the Lord will also be there to help. And it continues and tells us that to see anyone who seeks the Lord, the Lord is always looking. He wants to hear. Amen. Where are we? Where are those people who are seeking the Lord? Where are they? Are you seeking the Lord? How are you doing it? How regularly are you doing that? The Bible today is telling us that just shows you how much the Lord loves us. Instead of just sitting there and waiting for our prayers, the Lord is looking at us down always to see which people need me, who needs me. Isn't that just wow? Isn't that just wow? And the final message that I want us to pick from today's short one chapter came from verse 5. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. Amen. God is present in the company of the righteous. So when you sit down and then you reflect on what you have been doing, amen. When you sit down and you reflect upon your life, do you think the Lord is in your company? Do you think your company is befitting for the King of Kings? What kind of accommodation are you dressing the Lord in? Now, I'm not saying you start going to build mansions or what. But remember, your body is a temple of Christ. The question is, what kind of temple are you building for the Lord? How clean is your temple? If you were the Lord, would you be proud enough to stay in your own temple? These are personal questions that only you can answer. get some time. Read Psalms chapter 14. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Oh, mighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father. While we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what you have done and what you have failed to do, Father, may you please forgive us. May you pardon us, Father, and may you continue protecting us. We pray for all those who are sick. We pray for all those who are in pain. Father, for all the times that we have not built decent temples for you, Father, for the times that we have distanced ourselves from you, we are humbly sorry, and we pray that may you please forgive us. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.